This is The Science Show, ABC Radio National, in which we could have an answer to the cane toad pest in Australia, possums.
I was actually called on the telephone by an incredulous herpetologist who was sitting outside his house in the canal zone of Panama, and he said, "I've just been watching this possum sitting in a tree, and it's eating a Bufo marinus, which is the cane toad of Australia, which is, in fact, a Native American species." And he said, "I've been waiting for it to fall out of the tree dead, and now it's finished the toad, and it's washing itself." And he says, "I've never seen anything like it. As far as I know, this is the only animal in the world that can eat Bufo marinus with impunity."
So should we import a few hundred thousand American possums? And here's another question. Why does the male redback spider want to face sex if he has to dance to exhaustion and then have his belly consumed? And my final gentle inquiry, whatever happened to the very fast train in Australia? Hello, I'm Robin Williams. The Hobbit is back. At least the Hobbit's toolkit is now in the news, after publication in Nature of some really exciting finds in Flores that could extend the story of the tiny hominem, or human-like creature, even further back. Dr. Adam Brum is at the Centre of Archaeological Science, University of Wollongong.
The site is called Wolo Sege, which means rice husking hill, and it's located in the Soar Basin in west central Flores, which is an island in Indonesia, a couple of islands east of Bali. And I'd been working on the island with the Indonesian-Australian team for a couple of years as part of my PhD research, and we're excavating at a site in the Soar Basin called Matamange, which is about 800,000 years old and contains stone tools and fossil remains. And I'd wandered off. I was in the habit during sort of like a midday siesta of wandering off and exploring the local landscape for archaeological sites, stone tools, fossils on the surface, and came across this outcrop, this site, which contained stone tools lying on the surface of like a makeshift cattle yard. And I quickly realized that these tools appeared to be eroding from a fluvial conglomerate, which was stratified in the wall of the cattle yard. And
so presumably much older than the other place
you've
been
looking
at. Yes.
It's much lower in the landscape, and deposits were situated directly on top of the basement bedrock in the basin, which immediately suggested that this site could be much older than Matamange, which previously was the earliest known occupation site in the Soar Basin.
So you found the tools, and what was the next step? Taking them back and getting them dated, or do you date them there?
Well, the next step actually was trying to find my way back to Matamange, because I was actually slightly
lost
at the time. Yeah. Well, I mean, the basin is a big place, and it's really, really hot, and I think I was slightly disorientated. But I did manage to find my way back in the end and brought the rest of the team over, and we, like the geologist on the team, and we analysed the local sort of site and followed the outcrops and so forth, which allowed us to determine that this was quite a significant site. If we did indeed find stone tools within the local deposits, then this could be quite significant.
What sort of stone tools were they?
The stone tools were quite simple. The ones that I found lying on the surface of the cattle yard were mostly quite large cores, as we call them, which are rocks that have had chips taken off them, presumably the chips used themselves as tools for cutting or scraping various materials. So those are the ones that we found on the surface of the cattle yard. Nothing too complicated or sophisticated, but definitely humanly modified stones.
How did you know that they might belong to the Hobbit rather than any other sort of hominem?
Well, it's difficult to say, Robin, at this point, because the subsequent excavations at the site and indeed elsewhere in the Soar Basin unfortunately didn't yield any human skeletal remains. So the species of the toolmaker in the Soar Basin just can't be determined at this stage. But our working hypothesis, given that this is the earliest known evidence for hominids and toolmakers on Flores, is that they are the ancestors of the only other known non-human species on Flores, late Pleistocene Homo floresiensis. So that's our working hypothesis, but it can be proved or disproved really at any time with the discovery of fossil remains.
Well, it'd be a bit of a stretch to find yet another unknown species of our forebears, wouldn't it?
Well, it's not beyond the realms of possibility. I mean, Southeast Asia, when the Homo floresiensis was found in 2003, it was just staggering, and it just made you realise that what else could be out there is just unknown. You know, it's just a very exciting time, but we could well find evidence for further lineages of these previously unknown hominids. So it's certainly possible.
the fossils you found on the surface, they were of animals, of prey?
Yeah, the fossils that you mostly find lying around the surface of the Sahel Basin are usually sort of thick limb elements and tusks from Stegodon, which is like a type of extinct elephant. They're the most common fossils to find, and you also find like old rat teeth and so forth, but mostly large Stegodon fossils.
Now, you dated the tools and found that they went back an extra 100,000 years from the actual age of the hobbit that had been found elsewhere. This, as you said, puts it way back, over a million years, perhaps.
That's correct. The earliest known stone tool sites at that time in the Sahel Basin in 2005 were dated to around 800,000 to 880,000 years ago, and that evidence seemed to provide the earliest known record of humans on the island. But the new site, Wallo Sage, indeed has been dated to around 1 million years ago, so it does significantly backdate the known occupation of the island by humans.
And how does that fit in with the out of Africa idea that our forebears left Africa some time ago, and they would have had to travel a hell of a distance?
Well, particularly I think in terms of the origin of Homo floresiensis, it does raise a very interesting possibility that the island may well have been occupied at a much earlier point in time, which then has significance for the current competing hypotheses about the genealogical origin of Homo floresiensis, which, I mean, the initial theory was that it descended just from a classic Southeast Asian Homo erectus, which became stranded on the island and then reduced in size through time to produce the current hobbit. But the competing hypothesis based on study of the anatomical remains of Homo floresiensis suggests, in fact, it wasn't descended from a Homo erectus, but a much earlier and unknown lineage of primitive humans that may have been akin to late Pliocene Australopithecines from Africa. So the main significance of the Wallo Sage find is that it does suggest that Homo floresiensis may well descend from a creature that was in Flores as early as 1.8 to 2 million years ago, which is the predicted age based on certain primitive morphological traits of Homo floresiensis.
And could well have started small or, you know, been reasonably small in the
possibly
first place.
Started off quite small and maybe still underwent a certain process of shrinking and island dwarfism, but certainly did not start off as large-bodied as Homo erectus, which have pretty much modern human body proportions.
Well, the key question now, Adam, can you find your way back and will you continue the work looking for more?
Yeah. I very much hope so, Robin. The crucial thing at this point is to find geological exposures in the crucial time period of between 1 to 2 million years ago, because the stone tools at Wallo Sage occur in the very basal sediments of the Sahel Basin, meaning if hominids were present in the area and on the island much earlier than this new site, evidence just won't be preserved in the part of the basin that we're currently exploring. So we have to find new sedimentary basins on Flores, find new geological exposures in this crucial 1 to 2 million time period, and just see how far back hominids were on the island. But I think it's a really exciting time.
That's for sure. Adam Brum, whose paper on the find was published in Nature on Thursday. He's at the University of Wollongong's Centre of Archaeological Science.